Mobilize the members for national industrial action. I'm attending today's health workers pay demo in a personal capacity, because unfortunately my union, Unison, and other national trade unions, haven't backed this protest. That's very disappointing, because all of the unions should now be mobilizing their members on demos like this, and at hospitals all around the country, to make sure there is a movement, to win this pay claim. There are a number of discussions about what the rate should be. On the demo today, the majority want 15% now. We've seen a number of trade unions submit their particular pay claims. Unison, for example, has submitted a claim for an immediate rise of £2,000 a year, which is not the 15% which people are demanding. Nonetheless, if all the health workers' unions agree a pay claim, then what is the next step? Unison's leadership, for example, in submitting its claim, says it is now up to the government to respond. This passive approach is unacceptable. Rather, it's what our union members do that'll force the government to pay up. So we need to mobilize the membership in demos, days of action, and so on, but our health worker branches also need to be preparing for a national strike ballot. I'm certain that such a campaign would beat the anti-union ballot vote threshold and secure a yes vote. And once they've won that, and they start to take action, we must demand that the TUC gives full solidarity action, and make sure that's given throughout the trade union movement. Most of the unions have seen a rise in membership during this pandemic. Well, we must not just sit on that, but ensure those new members are activated to secure the wages and conditions we urgently need. Hugo Peer, Unison National Executive Council, personal capacity, and Socialist Party member.